Welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week for the last 5 years, we've just been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about how to deal with some things kids are hearing on the news. So you got, your friend asked you and said, my daughter is, who's just a little bit younger than me, is listening to the news and having big feelings about it. How do you deal with it?
Mm-hmm. So I said, we just talk about it. We have a lot of conversations about it. And it's also then on us as parents to do a lot of reading about how to talk to kids about certain things. But also, when I was a kid, I didn't watch the news. I wasn't interested in it. I didn't read the front page of the newspaper. I just read the sports section.
That's what you were interested in. And I just watched
sports on TV.
You wanted to see that.
Exactly. And even when it was on in our house, I wasn't paying attention to it. The newspaper was out every morning. I simply wasn't paying much attention to it. And so we didn't have those conversations because I wasn't interested. And it would be interesting, I guess I'll ask your own grandpa about, did you guys ever tried to, leave me an article or talk to me about other things.
Because it was different then. Like, sometimes you'll just, email me an article. Or right. Text it to me and mm-hmm. I'll just see it because I checked those.
Right. But, Grandma and Grandpa might have left out the newspapers that, hey, should read this or this is why this is happening in the world. But it just wasn't part of my day-to-day like it is for you. So a lot of it, what I was telling my buddy was that I think it's up to us to do a lot of, as parents, a lot of reading to get the facts right, to be able to convey certain facts and not mm-hmm. always our feelings on it so that it doesn't make you more nervous or scared, but just trying to figure out some of the facts, as many of the facts as we can. But then he said, which is a good point, because I have something I've thought about this as well, he said, yeah, but we also have jobs and other things to do during the day that we can't spend all day reading about the news and this and that to be able to have these conversations. And I said, I know it's hard. And parenting's hard.
And you also want to find the actual facts that are trustworthy and true mm-hmm. and not people's opinions. You want to find you want to find the facts.
Mm-hmm. The reason I tapped you was...
I said...
Like. Exactly. We have always, with you, said, if you have any questions, ask anything, anytime. And none of your opinions will ever be deemed as ridiculous. If you hey, here's how I'm feeling. We'll never dismiss it. We will just talk about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have forms like this at school where you talk about things, or do friends ever talk about it?
We have this thing at school. I think we have it once a trimester.
Okay.
It's called open session, where we call it long advisory. So during community period on Friday, it'll be advisory. So you sit in your homeroom. All the desks are arranged in a circle. And on a note card, you can keep it anonymous, or you can write your name with a slash to show, teachers can know, but I don't want everyone knowing. Or you can write your name so everyone knows. And you'll hand it to your teacher, and it's just a way where you can write anything, good, bad, you want advice on, and it's just a time for everyone to listen, you can get support, advice.
That's pretty powerful, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You're in fifth grade. Do kids take that seriously? They write down things that, or is it kind of silly stuff?
Well, I say it's like.
And I know you can't reveal anything here. But
I say it's probably 25% of people say good things that are happening.
Again, their own lives.
Yeah, and then the rest of the 65% say stuff they want advice on that are serious or happening in their lives.
And what about the other 10%?
Oh, sorry, 75.
And the other 10% say, I need help with math.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm on spring break. I'm not in math mode. I'm not in school mode. I'm not in learn mode. I'm just in...
I got you.
Chill mode.
I got you. So do those things ever lead to good discussions?
Yeah, they do. It's more just we give advice, some solutions we think we might have, personal experience, or anything like that.
Do you ever feel in those sessions someone might say something and you say, oh, like, I'm glad someone else asked that, and like, I wasn't ready to say something like that, but I'm glad they did?
No, not as much, because
that could be helpful.
It's more pre-opposed personal experience. A lot of times I'm not exactly going through it, or that's not happening to me.
Okay.
But I do find that people give advice to me, I give advice to them.
Uh-huh.
Or like, it's like empathy or support.
Yeah, that's
there's
really
like,
nice.
There's like three categories. It's like empathy or support, questioning, like if you have like a question about it, like, oh, I wonder if something, or support. Wait, I said support, questioning, and advice.
Okay. Yeah. So does the news ever come up? Or things that are happening in the world?
I think certain things are happening in the world, yes.
Yeah, so and that type of stuff comes up. Do you ever, and I know you're new to this school, so you haven't known these kids that long, but do you ever talk about, hey, did you see this on the news?
No.
No? That's not like a topic of conversation at all?
No, we don't talk about
that. When you see...
Well, it depends. Okay. Certain things we do. But not usually. Some things we did.
What will spark that?
Around the election we were.
Okay.
A lot. And then sometimes if something big's happening, we will.
Okay.
But yeah.
When you see the news, usually in the morning, sometimes at night, are there times that you have the news on and you're like, I can't watch this anymore. It's just too much, because I feel that way a bunch.
I mean, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just like ridiculous things sometimes that are happening, I feel.
Ridiculous things from the national government.
Yes.
Okay. Are there certain days you just think, you know what, can we just keep on SportsCenter today?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's uplifting to know about what's happening in sports more than what's happening that I don't really want to listen to.
Right, exactly. And I also think that every community has their bad news or their headlines. And in New York City, I almost feel like oftentimes when there's a string of bad news, it becomes national news.
Yeah.
And that's more so than other communities because it's the largest city in the country. So then I feel like things are not crashing down, but I feel like I need to do more to make sure that you're in the right frame of mind, I'm in the right frame of mind, mom's in the right frame of mind, so that it doesn't feel like
it
becomes
too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that, I mean, I know you're not on social media, but I find myself doing less scrolling and more just looking at certain sources, because it's called doom scrolling. You're just like looking, and oftentimes that doesn't lead to anything good.
But also something I've noticed is if you're not on social media, if you're looking for something, people will, if they don't want to go on social media, they'll Google it. And then they'll just start scrolling Google.
Right.
And then watch a video, back. Like, that's not even good, too. So just find what you're looking for and do that, and it's a lot better.
Are you starting to, I don't know whether it's at school or with friends or just in your own, how do you start to figure out what are trusted news sources? Because it might just come from us. I would assume. But what else?
A lot of times it comes from you or like big websites like New York Times or like sometimes like the Wall Street Journal or things that I trust.
Uh-huh.
At school, we also have, I forget what it's called. I don't know. I have a bookmark on my computer.
Okay.
It's like a bunch of if you need to look up articles, and it's great for researching.
Yeah.
It's this whole thing with that list, they like websites they have subscriptions to.
Oh, that's nice.
And all these things are reliable.
Oh.
So that's a great way for me to find things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't think about it. I didn't know.
Also,
that.
If like I'm Googling something, things that aren't sponsored.
Well, yeah, that helps.
Like, yep. I try to find the next thing that looks trustworthy and usually that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you've always been someone that when you might be feeling something in the moment or like you see something on the news and you don't want to talk about it right away. You've been yeah. like this your whole life. You don't want to, or at least it seems like you don't want to talk about it right away. You want to like think about it on your own, and then when you want to talk about it, you'll bring it up. Mm. Or it might take one of us to say like, hey, do you want to? Let's talk about what we saw earlier or talked about earlier. You still that way?
Yeah, I'm kind of still that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is understandable because I know I was more of the let me ask this question or ask how or why right away instead of starting to think about it on my own. But I always want you to know that I don't ever want you to think that you have to go about it alone ever. So you can always just talk to us about anything. All right. I love you so much.
Love you.
And for my buddy that asked me this question, I hope this helped. and oftentimes when we get asked about, I do get asked a bunch about, are you going to talk about this on the podcast? Because some of my friends just want to play our conversation for their kids and say, well, let's just watch this. And so I hope it helped.
We try to talk about things that like you want advice on or ask us to maybe chat about.
Yeah, because not every week can be fantasy hoops or or what's going on in sports. So hopefully this helps.
Yeah.
And if it did, yeah, I've been starting to hear more podcasters right at the very beginning of the conversation say, please do me a favor and just subscribe to the podcast and give it a rating review. I don't want to beg. That's what I've been hearing a lot of podcasters say that, even like really popular ones that I listen to. So if you've made it this far on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button. It's very easy to do. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can just follow the show and then rate and review. It helps because then when people always ask me like, well, how many people listen to the show? Well, I don't know. I'm not interested in looking at those numbers because I just want to have a conversation with you. But it does help others find the show through that, and you can do it on Spotify as well.
Also, if there's anything you want us to talk about or take into consideration, like, feel free. Like, nothing is really like a bad idea if you want us to talk about it, and we'll be happy to.
Right, so you can do that in the comments on YouTube or on the reviews in Apple Podcasts. It doesn't have to be treat it like a one-time comment section.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Love you.
Love you.